Hello, I'm Elizabeth Hamilton and I'm a volunteer guide at the Victoria and Albert Museum. And here's a pipe case for you. Art and design in 17th century Europe were shaped by trade, colonisation and religious conflict. The Dutch and French now established colonies in Asia and the Americas, as Spain and Portugal had a century earlier. Imported goods, materials and commodities began to influence the way Europeans lived. Tobacco smoking, for example, became a popular pastime for both men and women of all stratas of society in Europe. Clay pipes used to consume the brown gold were produced in a variety of lengths, short for the pocket and very long for leisurely use in the inn or at home. Since they were easily broken, pipe cases were made to protect them. This Dutch pipe case is carved most decoratively from walnut, and is dated 1700 to 1730. You're welcome to touch it. It would have housed a short-stemmed clay pipe and given protection to the pipe whilst also reflecting the status of its owner. Walnut is a hardwood which lends itself to intricate carving. Often dark in colour, here it is a rich, deep red gold. The case is in the form of a pipe and is mounted with the mouthpiece to the right and the bowl on the left. The mouthpiece has been turned on a lathe and has a ventilation hole at the end. But the rest of the stem is elaborately carved with foliate and scroll patterns. Towards the bowl end of the stem, to the left of the central turned knob, is a carved figure. Horizontal as we look at him, his head is on the left and his feet to the right. He is holding high a scimitar, whilst a sinuous serpent stands high to his waist, about to be struck. The figure is dressed in a tunic and wears a cap, thought possibly to be Turkish in style. The ground to the carving is carefully stippled, perhaps with a hot pin, to give extra depth and interest to the decoration. The carved patterns are identical on each side of the stem and bowl. The pipe case bowl has a fine carving of a face on its upper side. The eyes are deep and almond-shaped, the nose is broad and the open mouth is wide and straight. The cheeks are well-defined and the face is framed with carved decoration. The bowl is curved upwards to accommodate the clay pipe, which was inserted into the case through the base of the bowl. This would be opened on the brass hinge, which can be felt at the top. Amsterdam and Gouda were particular centres for pipe making and the associated crafts. Whilst ornate, this pipe case lacks silver mounts and other more decorative elements, and so we may conclude that a wealthy man, but of the mercantile class, once owned it.